Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Producer Mike Kieris is with us. We're coming to you from Vikings Training Camp. 2012 Verizon Vikings Training Camp is underway. We're on the campus of Minnesota State University Mankato, the 47th consecutive year the Vikings have been in Mankato for training camp, and this is our first Wobcast from training camp. We have a lot to get to. Most importantly, today's guest, that is Vikings cornerback Chris Cook. What's up, dude?
Nothing, man. Just hanging out.
Walking off the field, you said you're a little bit tired already, those late afternoon practices and trying to get your legs under you a little bit here?
Yeah, those late meetings and just trying to study the playbook and just work on the details, it catches up to you.
Number one thing I want to get to, a number change for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing number 20 right now. What went into that, man?
I don't know. I've always worn the number two. You know, yeah. I wore two in high school. I had 26 in college, and then I switched to two in my senior year in college, so... Yeah, I couldn't really get the single digit too, so I just figured 20 was the next best thing.
All right. After missing a little bit of action last season, is it good to start a new season in 2012 and just get back out on the football field, be with the guys, and do what you do best?
Yeah, man, it's definitely a blessing to be back here, and I couldn't be more excited about being here in Mankato and being back with the Vikings and being back around my teammates.
You and Antoine are our two best cornerbacks, and last season together you played in just 11 games, and you know, we took a lot of criticism at times for our pass defense, but it's hard to expect a group of guys to play well when two of the better players are missing, right? So it's going to be a huge boost to this defense just having you two back, don't you think?
I think me and Antoine will definitely help out a lot being back on the field, you know, and I know I'm looking forward to it, and in earlier talks with him, he's definitely looking forward to it. And, you know, we both just want to stay healthy and go out and make the plays that we're supposed to make and contribute to the team.
What do you think the Vikings defense, specifically the secondary, needs to do to improve? What are some things that you guys are keying on as you're out here practicing?
I feel like we just need to play fast. You know, when you play fast, plays just happen sometimes. You know, even if you do the wrong thing, if you're playing fast, the ball might just come to you, or you know, the play might come to you and you can make the play.
Out here at training camp, fans get to come and watch, check out their favorite team. When you were growing up, did you ever go and watch an NFL training camp?
No, I definitely didn't. Yeah. The closest team to me was the Redskins, and they play in Northern Virginia, and I'm in Central Virginia, which is about 3.5 hours away, so I never really got the chance to go. Oh, and the Panthers are about the same distance in Carolina, too.
Right in between those two. Yeah. So when you grow up in that part of the country, you know, here in Minnesota, it's professional sports are much bigger than college sports. But where you grew up, was it different? Were college sports considered as big as professional?
In my area, a lot of people like the Redskins, but mostly people like Virginia Tech and UVA football. Yeah. You know, I see a lot more Tech fans and a lot more college football fans around the area where I'm from.
And when you grew up, were you a Virginia fan, and then you get to go play for them, or how did that transpire?
I remember my first the pennants. My first one ever was a UVA, a Virginia Cavalier one. I had it over my bed when I was about 7 or 8 years old. So I guess you could say I've always been a UVA fan.
Cool. What do you think about some of our depth here? We draft Josh Robinson, draft a couple of safeties, pick up a couple veteran corners. You know, Leslie Frazier said in his press conference earlier in the week that since he's been here back to 2007, this is the most depth he's seen in the secondary. Do you agree with that?
Since I've been here, this is definitely the most depth that I've had around me, you know, with guys that can actually play the game. Not saying that other guys that were here couldn't play the game, but, you know, there's a lot of good guys, and it makes for good competition, and it just makes me push harder and want to be better.
Have you gotten a good look at Josh Robinson yet, the rookie cornerback we got from Central Florida?
I took a look at him at OTAs. You know, he's fast, man. He's super fast, and that'll definitely help him a lot, especially once he gets down his techniques and the little nuances of the game and works on all the details.
You know, I think Josh would say his forte, as you just said, is his speed. Antoine might say his tackling ability, his ability to play against the run or defend screen passes. What do you think is the strength of your game? What do you do well?
I feel like I'm an all-around guy. Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm a well-rounded guy. I can run with pretty much anyone. You know, I can get up and press the big guys. I can run with the small guys. I can come up and tackle. You know, I just feel like I have a good all-around game.
Conversely, what would you say some things that you're working on individually? I know we went over what we want the defense to work on. We want the defense to play fast, secondary to play fast, to improve against the pass. But is there anything you specifically coming into training camp are just like, this is one thing that I want to do better?
The one thing that I want to work on better is my eyes. You know, just seeing things better and seeing things faster and being able to recognize plays before they actually happen. You know, that's one of the big things that I've been focusing on, as well as my hand placement and footwork.
Couple days into training camp here, Chris Cook is our guest on today's Wobcast. You look across the NFC North, we have a lot of good passing offenses, man.
Yeah.
And really, the passing offenses in the NFL in general are very good. You look at Tom Brady's and Drew Brees's and even those guys outside of our division. Give me a couple, two or three players, some of the best quarterbacks that you've gone against in your NFL career.
Best quarterbacks I've played against. I played against Tom Brady my rookie year.
Yep.
I played against Aaron Rodgers. Matthew Stafford's
pretty
good.
Got to give a little credit to him, right? That's a good combo.
You know, him and Calvin, they caused some problems in this division as well as through the league.
You look forward to when you got a guy like Calvin Johnson coming to town, a guy that everyone regards as an elite player. Do you look forward to that matchup, being able to try and stop him?
Yeah, man. I definitely look forward to playing against him. I mean, me and him have a kind of a rivalry going back to 05, 06
when
I played against him in college. You know, when he was at Georgia Tech and I was a freshman at UVA, my coach matched me up against him, and I did pretty well against him, but they ended up beating us that game.
Did you know at that point, even though you guys were both still in college, you were a freshman, did you know that he was going to play in the NFL someday?
Yeah, I definitely knew he was going to play, man. Yeah. I think he lit us up pretty good that game.
Yeah.
You know, because they moved him around a lot, just like they do in Detroit. They put him in a slot, so I couldn't really match up with him in a slot. And just depending on what coverage we were playing.
We all know Percy, how good he is on our offense, and we're familiar with Michael Jenkins and Kyle Rudolph, but I want to talk to you about two guys that are new, and I want to get your opinion on them because you go against them in practice. The first one is Jerome Simpson, receiver we got in free agency. Everyone knows he's got great speed. He did that front flip in the end zone for a touchdown. The athleticism is off the charts. What do you think of him, though?
Just like you said, man, he's a super athlete.
Yeah.
You know, he can run fast. He can jump high. He got me good in OTAs one time. They threw a deep ball to him, and I underestimated his jumping ability, and he jumped over my back.
Oh, and made a good catch,
you know, and I couldn't even get mad about it because, I mean, not many guys are going to make that play against me. So, you know, all I could do was say good job, man, and it made me open my eyes up to him a little bit and realize that he's a good athlete.
Yeah. The other one is John Carlson, tight end, also a free agent that we got. He's from Minnesota. So John Carlson comes home to play for the Vikings. Maybe you're not matched up with him a lot of times on the field, but you're out there with him and watching him play. What do you think about John? Do you think he's going to help us?
Yeah, I think he's definitely going to help, man. He's a workhorse. You know, every day I see him, he's going in the weight room, you know, just getting better, getting stronger. And I told him he needed to lay off one time, and he was like, nah, man, I got to get stronger.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's rock solid, man. He works very hard.
Good. Couple more for Chris Cook before we let him go. Don't want you to be late for meetings, but we still have two more things I want to get to you. We changed up the practice schedule this year. So instead of practicing in the morning, we have our practices in the afternoons. What do you think about that?
I think it's good for us, you know, especially to get acclimated to the weather, and especially for conditioning, being able to practice and run around in the heat. It helps a lot, you know, just to get your wind right and just get ready for those outdoor games that we have.
We haven't had pads on yet. It's been walkthroughs in the mornings, and then in the afternoon you guys have helmets and shorts on, but no pads. For you, a player that has great size and you're physical and you like to jam receivers at the line, you look forward to having padded practices, I have to imagine.
Having pads on makes my job a little easier,
you
know, because I can get my hands on guys a little bit easier, especially the little quick guys. You know, when they don't have on pads, that makes them just a little bit quicker. So, yeah, having pads on definitely makes my job a little bit easier, and it makes the game a little bit more fun.
Yeah. So what do you guys do now until practice? You get done with a walkthrough around this, you know, 11 o'clock, then you have practice at 2:45. So what goes on for you in between?
We have lunch. I might go watch a couple clips of yesterday's practice, and then I'll probably take a nap right before
all
practice.
Right, man. Good. We'll go get it done.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
All right, man. See you around. It's a lot more to talk about from 2012 Verizon Vikings training camp, and we're going to get to it, but it's going to be next week. We'll come to you with another edition of the Wobcast next week, so be sure to check us out. That is it for us today. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Thanks again for listening. We're going to leave you with a hit from Thin Lizzy. Take it away. The boys are back in town.